we basically looked at their priority list for water sewer projects in region and found these projects on their priority list. We then approached the villages, and basically we were putting villages and ANTHC in touch with Pebble and being a conduit for information.
And so you worked with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, that's ANTHC, to identify what repairs needed to happen in those communities?
Yes. Out-of-kind mitigation isn't, we're not setting a precedent with this. And, you know, there are other pieces to the mitigation involving cleanup of beachfront over south of us in Amuk-Todori and beyond. And then there's also some culvert project in Dillingham, Kingsham, and other areas. But our take on it was, if there is mitigation that's going to happen, these areas, Kakanak, Nunahewan, Nundalton, are areas that are probably going to be impacted the most by this project. And we heard maybe murmurs of mitigation efforts happening a long, long, long ways away from Ground Zero, the place of highest impact. And we thought it was only fair that if we could find projects that benefited communities closer to the project, it made sense. And so we encouraged it. The environment that we live in is relatively pristine. There aren't a whole lot of improvements that can be made as far as making more wetlands or repairing things that have been broken by our presence. And so the immediate populated areas with water sewer projects just made sense. A lot of folks from maybe outside of our region may not understand this. If you're from heavily populated areas, upgrading or repairing wetlands and improvements on those types of things, those opportunities are everywhere. And we just live in a place where we haven't made a big dent on that sort of thing. And the only real opportunities were in the water that we use for drinking and or the effluent water sewer.
I think that that's a point that a lot of people would make, you know, regarding the idea of mitigation. Do you think that the compensatory mitigation plan that Pebble has put forward is adequate?
I really can't answer that, whether or not it's adequate. I can tell you what the borough's role in this is as far as coordinating and working to protect their villages and to, you know, encourage the infrastructure improvements, but I can't make an opinion on whether or not it's adequate.
So if Pebble were not to help out with the upgrades to the wastewater systems in those three communities that we were talking about, where would funding for those updates come from? And what would the timeline be?
That's an unknown. These were projects that were on ANTHC's maintenance list. They've got a long list of projects throughout the state, and funding is unpredictable from, you know, state and federal sources. I think these would mainly have been federally funded projects. The commitment from ANTHC was that whether or not these projects are funded and whether or not they do get done underneath the auspices of the mitigation plan doesn't take them off of the priority list. It doesn't mean that they will fall further down or anything like that. We wanted to make it clear that if ANTHC is here first and builds the project, then ANTHC does it. If the mitigation effort beats ANTHC to the punch, then we take whoever does it first.
Are the sewer systems or the wastewater systems in any of those three communities over capacity? What are really the issues that they're facing there?
Yeah, the answer to that is yes. The only reason that these are on the list for ANTHC and or a concern for the borough is that they are at or beyond their capacity. In order to qualify to be on a wetlands mitigation to be compensated under that, they do fit that criteria.
Thank you so much for taking some time to talk. I know you're really busy right now, so I really appreciate it.
Yep, you bet.